We're moving. You're good.
If the seconds are ticking off, then we're going to make this one.
It is 6 o'clock on Monday, February 4th, 2019. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. We'll begin with roll call. Rupp?
Here.
Oops, sorry. Wrong order. We're good. We're good.
Rupp's here.
Rupp's here. Wheeler?
Here.
Cappuccino Simmons?
Here.
Dart is not here. Norris here. Honnold?
Here.
Nyberg?
Here.
All right. Item number two, modify, adopt the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Item number three, minutes from December 17th, 2018. If there are no changes, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Dart is here. It is 6:01. item number four, announcements.
I don't think staff has any.
No? All right. Item number five, public appearances. The public appearances section of the agenda is authorized by Wisconsin Statute Section 19.84.2 and allows members of the public to the opportunity to bring items not specifically listed on the present agenda. The committee shall not take any action on the matters raised during the public comment period for the subject that was not on the agenda. Is there anyone that wants to come forward? If so, please state your name and address.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bike Ped Committee. with regards to the comprehensive plan and access to the Fox River Trail from the Arboretum Trail, the comprehensive plan calls for three access points. It's not etched in stone, but that's what they suggested along the corridor between Alloway Avenue and from Alloway Avenue to West St. Joseph and then down to St. Francis Park. So the comprehensive plan thought that that was a good idea, and while it's not required that we follow that, I'm requesting that you ask the board to use the surplus funds that they have from the stadium tax money. They have at least $60,000 in there, and it could be twice that number. And it's going to go into the general fund if it's not used. So I would request that that this committee suggest to the village board that they use the surplus funds that were not used. The state picked up a lot of the money, the cost of the crossings that they thought they were going to have to spend. So there's a lot of money left over there, and that one of the primary goals was to get to connect the Arboretum Trail to the Fox River Trail. That's been in every single public hearing that's ever been held on that area. So. Like I said, there's $60,000 left over as of last year. I don't know how much there is left now, but it was at least 60, could be 120. And that finding a way to connect the Arboretum Trail which is now a sidewalk, but it's still okay, to get from the Arboretum Trail on West St. Joseph down to the Fox River Trail without trespassing is going to be an important thing. And then finally, this board will eventually be asked to approve PDDs. There's four projects right now in the works at various stages in that corridor, and they're going to be asking you for anywhere from $2 to $3 million in TID money. And if you're going to be approving a TID on that, I would like to see one of the requirements being that public access be granted along the sidewalk to connect the Arboretum Trail down to the Fox River Trail. So it's private property, and they can do with it what they want, but if they're going to be asking for public money, they should be providing a public benefit, which would be connecting the Arboretum Trail to the Fox River Trail by any one of the corridors. Thanks. And I believe that you can go ahead and ask the village board to go ahead and do that, despite the fact that you're not allowed to take an action, as you read on something from the public appearances, but you can make the suggestion. Thanks.
Is there anyone else who wants to come forward and talk about anything? No? Okay. We'll move on to item number 6, action regarding a petition from McDonald's USA LLC requesting preliminary approval of a planned development district to renovate the existing drive-thru restaurant on parcel AL-50-8 located at 1903 South Webster Avenue. Trevor just has to call them up, then they'll be on speakerphone.
Hey, Kevin, this is Trevor. How you doing? Good. All right, we're going to try this out, all right? Can you hear us, Kevin?
Yep.
Okay.
Can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Trevor, do you want to lead us off?
You guys hear me? I can't hear you anymore.
We're not saying anything.
Oh, okay. Just making sure the connection's working.
All right, so as was presented in the memo, McDonald's is looking at doing a reskin of their existing facility on South Webster. This is preliminary PDD, so we're looking at if this is... if this is consistent with our comprehensive plan. And in our comprehensive plan, more specifically in the corridors section, it does reference drive-through uses, and if there's drive-through uses, that the drive-throughs be on the rear of the building. This is an existing business. And, well, I guess the reason why it's going through a PDD, start with that. I apologize. The reason why it's going through a PDD is because we do not allow drive-thrus in a commercial zoning district, and so McDonald's was given the option to either rezone or PDD because the improvements that they're expecting to do will exceed the 50% threshold that is in our ordinance. So McDonald's opted to go through that PDD action. We do have Kevin Shea. He's with the architect firm representing McDonald's on the phone. He can answer any specific questions.
Trevor, can I ask you a question first?
Sure.
At the time McDonald's was built there originally, I don't know, late 80s, early 90s, was it, did we allow drive-thrus at that point in time? And are they grandfathered in, or did they do a PDD in the first place to get their drive-thru in there?
That I do not know. I would assume that either we did a PDD or that was allowed at that time. I can do the research and...
I can't remember either. Yeah. And I actually worked for them at that time. I'm sorry. Don't remember. I remember it being built.
So if the cost is over 50% to do what they want to do, then they would have to do a PDD. Otherwise, they lose the right to have a drive-through.
Right. Right. Yeah. They are an existing non-conforming use currently. So under our ordinance, we allow 50% of the building value to be done in improvements, and their renovation costs will exceed that amount. But again, staff's interpretation of comprehensive plan doesn't really specifically call out this area. Corridor study does. No, it doesn't specifically call out this parcel, but it does say that if drive-throughs are proposed, that they be on the rear. And given that this is an existing business on Webster, staff's, I guess, recommendation would be to approve. The footprint is staying the same.
It would stay the same?
Yes.
As I recall, that property is not owned by the local owner-operator. It's owned either by the diocese or...
Yeah,
they leased it for 100 years, I believe, at some point in time.
They do have a long-term lease from the diocese. You're right.
I know one of the things we were in the corridor study is that area is being looked at, and I know the local owner-operator was in discussions on that regarding the changing of that corridor or that location. So I'm just kind of surprised it came up since we've talked about changing it.
The property owner was involved in the discussions, but the business owner was not.
Okay,
yes.
The local business, okay.
Does anyone have questions for Kevin?
No, I mean, I looked at it, and since it's an existing business, it's upgrading, they're not changing the footprint. They're probably going to improve the flow in that area. I don't see a reason not to approve it. The only thing, and it's something that can be seen along the way, is I saw something in here about a bicycle rack, and I would just ask if they actually have one that can be used by people who ride bicycles and not a wheel bender, because when I go there in the morning on my way to work, I stop there. When I ride my bike to work, and I have to park it, I have to lock it to like the side of the rack because I can't use the rack for fear that it's going to break my bike. So that they actually just put like inverted U's or something simple, but not to get another wheel bending rack like they have now.
Very simple request.
Yes, you know, I mean, that's in the weeds, you know, just to let them know that.
If there's no...
I have a question.
We need to suspend the rules. Is there a motion to suspend the rules?
Motion to suspend the rules.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I love McDonald's. I think it's great, and I think that what they're going to do is great. but the most recent study that was conducted by Somerville and paid for by the village just within the last 12 months indicates that that building is possibly going to be torn down and turned into a park. So I think that what we need to do is to amend the Somerville plan to make it clear that there will not be a village green on the McDonald's site, and that does need to be corrected. But that's kind of a big deal. When I saw that, I'm kind of surprised that it slipped through. But the Somerville plan calls for that to be torn down and turned into a park with a parking lot. I think they called it the Village Green or something like that. So the Somerville plan needs to be amended. Thanks.
Yeah. Is there, is there a motion to pick the rules up?
Yes, I move to pick up the rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Sorry, I jumped the gun. I had
That's right.
No, here, go ahead.
Speaking of green space, it just, in staff's comments, it says green space seems to be adequate at this time. I can't picture where the green space is. There's a...
They actually own that slope behind the parking lot.
Oh, behind the parking lot.
Yeah.
That no one sees.
No, it's kind of not usable.
It's not usable. But it counts as green space, mm-hmm. I guess, right? So
it absorbs water.
It absorbs water. Yep. I guess that's all you can ask for. I was just there, and I'm looking for green space.
See a little white space right now.
White space. Well, you know, they had a cheeseburger. Oh, man.
I just wanted to comment on the plan we had. I don't recall a park being specifically in that location. I think sort of at the corner we talked about a little bit something, but I don't think there was specifically a park called for where the McDonald's sits.
It's in the corner.
There's, just to clarify, there was a drive with a sign in some parking spots where this building is shown. But I think it was, at least I thought it was understood when that plan was presented that that was a concept, and yeah. mm-hmm. it was presented as such. It was one
really
of
conceptual.
Probably dozens of different conceptuals that could go in that area. It wasn't never amended to our comprehensive plan or anything like that. So, again, I apologize. I thought it was presented as concept, but
they always are. Well, it's been there for many years, and it is a very busy place. So, I think I wouldn't have a problem with them updating it. So I can make a motion. I'll make a motion.
I think we have one. Coming.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 7, next meeting date and future agenda items. I believe we'll be back here in 3 weeks.
Yep. We'll talk to you soon.
Aren't we doing the rest of the agenda?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think we're just doing this part and the rest is being moved to February.
Can I ask that the suggestion from Jim be added to our agenda for next time so that we can actually discuss it? Because I think it is really important with all these projects that are going in that we specifically back whatever the village staff are doing, and that we specifically ask in, you know, requesting for public money that we get access with sidewalk some way to as a backup for what the staff is already working on, but that we can put it on the agenda for next time.
I guess I'd like to see a couple things in that. If there is a, and maybe I've seen this, I don't remember, financial information of what came in and what went out and what's still promised on that tax money?
All the expenses that take place with the stadium tax money has to go via resolution.
That's right.
So,
but there's still...
There's the potential...
Where we are at.
Correct. And I don't think all the bills have come in for the North Pedestrian Crossing.
Okay. Do we have significant funds left in there?
There are funds left in there, exactly.
And all of our signage is done and the other things we committed to?
Through the resolution allocations to the signs, correct. Okay. Those are done.
It, too, can we review the comprehensive plan and where they say there should be accesses?
Certainly, yeah.
Where we say, since we put the comprehensive collectively as a village together. The figly.
Yeah, and just to add on that, there, I was discussing with Becky right before the meeting that staff has been looking at doing a further study, and we're going to present that actually at the meeting last week, and with the weather and everything that got postponed, obviously. But yeah, we wanted to start out with doing a just kind of a self-assessment, seeing what existing facilities we have, and then see where that discussion then took us.
But yeah, so if you just bring that information to the meeting, then we can all look it over and decide.
All right. Is there anything else that anyone wants to see next week or in 3 weeks? No? All right. Item number 8, adjourn. Is there a motion? Is there a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
What was the date in February? It was
I think it's the 28th. 25th.
25th.
I
don't have a calendar with me either. So that's
hopefully, we're moving. Our offices are moving that week, so and I'm heavily involved, and so we're starting on Monday, and we're going to be done by Thursday.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
And they come dragging into the meeting and going, "I don't want to go back."
Oh, we have that. All right.
Did not stop.
Hit stop.
You got our chatter on.